From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins.
And my name is Nigel Payne.
This week, we're going to be talking about Learning Technologies Conference and Exhibition, which is taking place in Kensington Olympia next week. It's kind of the official start to the season for L&D, I think, what many might argue.
It's when people come out of hibernation from a long winter, I think, at the end of January. They're all perky and ready to go after L&D.
And then they spend 2 days in Kensington Olympia.
Yes,
and that probably goes.
Yes.
Anyway, so we thought, yes, we'll have a quick chat about what that conference is all about, and maybe kind of preview, if you like. So, Nigel, I know you're speaking, so we won't talk about your session, and I'm speaking too, so we won't talk about that either. They're the rules for today. So, in terms of the conference and the exhibition, what catches your eye?
Well, actually, looking at the conference this year, I really think it's an outstanding program. I think the two keynotes, Sugita Mitra and good old Robert Winston, they're excellent people with lots of different things to say, not immediately part of the old L&D hierarchy, and controversial in many ways. So I think they're very interesting, and in some ways, you know, I'd kind of go for them. I would go just to hear them. But if I guess I've got three choices. That's all I've got on each day. And to think out loud with you, I always like listening to Gerd Leonhard. He's a futurologist. He's provocative. And the future changes a lot. You know, every time I hear him, he doesn't repeat the same old stuff. He's moved on. He's thought of new things and new ideas. So he's very, very engaging and really worth listening to. Also, you know, on the first day, I love Paddy Shank. She's talking about instructional design. Does instructional design have a future? She's a really big thinker around instructional design, instructional production of learning, and that kind of stuff. So definitely she's up on my list somewhere. Candy Woodfield, talking about sharing knowledge across communities of practice. You know, everybody should be sharing knowledge across communities of practice. Candy knows what she's talking about in that area. And there's the new technologies bit with Donald Clark, Steve Wheeler, Dave Kelly, and Andrew Jacobs. I suppose the other three will be trying to rest and get a word in edgeways when Donald starts talking about his fascination with virtual reality headsets. So those will be, I guess they will be my three, but I could pick another three and I'd still have lots of other choices. Tony Buzan is talking about creativity. And Tony's a very interesting guy and he's still coming up with new stuff. Well worth listening to as well. So that's day one. If I had to pick my three on day two, where would I go? Julian Stodd is talking about learning tools for the social age. I think that's very, very important. My personal favourite in that first session will probably be Myths and Facts About Brain and Learning by Christian Jarrett. He's a cognitive neuroscientist. He knows what he's talking about. So I like listening to neuroscientists who know what they're talking about, as opposed to people who parrot what other people talk about in neuroscience. He's the real McCoy. Mindfulness is something I actually spend a lot of time teaching. I'm going to Kuwait later on in the year, doing a big session on mindfulness. So David Gellis is doing that. Ewan is talking about how we communicate, social learning communication. He's always worth listening to. And I suppose in the last session, I'd go for gaming and games-based learning. That's Mark Riley and Linda Donovan. Or maybe the whole issue of engaging emotions with Chris Lake in the last session. So plenty to do. If I could drag myself away from your session, Martin, in that last one. And I'll really enjoy listening to Robert Winston because I think he's an all-round good guy with a very interesting take on the world.
Yeah, I got to interview him a few years ago before he did a keynote at Learning Live when it used to be in Birmingham, and he was in a real rush. He was delayed and arrived late, and he was in the sort of speaker room, and I was in there, and I said to him, "Oh, would you mind if I do an interview?" Which is absolutely the last thing he wanted at that point. But, you know, he's such a nice guy. He said, "Yeah, fine. I've only got 2 minutes and I've got to be on stage. But, you know, what do you want to ask me?" I think you've pretty much covered everyone that I'd like to listen to. I mean, as you said, it's a high quality programme. So I don't think you're going to go far wrong. I also like listening to David Wilson from eLearnity. It's only sort of research and analyst who is looking at the tech sector, the learning tech sector in Europe. So I think it's always useful to hear what he's got to say. But I've always likened learning technologies to sort of upstairs, downstairs. You've got the upstairs rarefied heights of the conference, and then you've got downstairs. It's absolutely heaving with thousands of people. It gets bigger and bigger each year. So there's loads down there. So, you know, like towards maturity, you're running these learning exchanges. So you can basically sign up to talk to some or hear some of the conference speakers for free downstairs. And there's loads of sessions downstairs. And there's, you know, that's where everyone's getting their hands dirty on the tech. And meanwhile, upstairs, everyone's saying, "You don't want to be thinking about that. You want to be thinking about this." So you always got this tension between upstairs and downstairs. And I have no reason to think it won't be the same this year. So
you're right. I'm actually doing one of the learning exchanges on day two. I slipped my mind from mentioning that. So, but you're right. You know, I quite enjoy the heaving downstairs for a bit, but I'm slightly glad to get up to the more quietly thoughtful peace and quiet of upstairs as well. So it's actually quite an interesting combination when you look at it. It makes it unique. I don't know any other. Do you know any other events that operate in that way? I don't think so.
No, I just wish it wasn't in Kensington Olympia, where you can, if you're in the conference, spend 2 days without any daylight. Yes. And that goes against all the stuff that we know about how we learn and take in information. Yes. So, yes. And yet we continue to put ourselves in darkened rooms. Yes. So my wish would be that the format, or the venue at least, could be a bit lighter an area. But it's still going to be a great event, I think. So we'll look forward to seeing you there next week.
I will be there bright and early. Thank you very much, Martin. It's always good to talk to you.
From scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.